You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you're lost and alone and you feel like you need a lift.
When the times are tough and your day has gone adrift.
You can always press play on Buzz Broadway. Buzz Broadway. So just press play today.
Welcome back to the Buzz Broadway Podcast.
I was going to go with a different approach. I was going to start it in with summer, summer,
not summer. And then, especially because we're literally so far from summer.
And Gabrielle Montez is like, summer. I'm like, what are you doing?
Are you sad?
Why am I sad?
No, is Gabrielle
Montez. No, she sounds sad. Like she's moaning.
Oh, ew.
I'm like, ma'am, you're in Miss Darbus's classroom.
Vanessa Ann Hudgens is wet for summer.
Vanessa Ann Hudgens. Anyways, guys, we're talking about a High School Musical.
Woo! It's our first, like, it kind of, I mean, like, I view this as a movie musical. I don't view this as a true stage musical.
Well, it's because it's not.
Right, but yeah, it's like our first real movie musical.
This is probably one of the first shows we discussed that has not been on Broadway.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right. There will be more.
What should we call this podcast now?
Buzzed DCOM.
I was just gonna say that.
We've now become a podcast that exclusively reviews Disney Channel original movies. Next week will be the 13th year, followed by Smart House, followed by Twitches, which if you listen to our Charlie episode, you know I'm a big, big fan. Motocross.
Twitches 2.
Luck of the Irish.
Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
Oh, wow.
Cadet Kelly. Oh, yeah.
Even Stevens movie. And then maybe we can do, like, some crossovers. Like, maybe we can do, like, Raise Your Voice. Yeah. You know?
Just watched that movie, like, a month ago.
Teach some people about riffing.
It's so bad.
I mean,
and Carl Mia, man. Anyways.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well in my midterms of grad school.
Wow.
Work is fine, but it's a 3-day weekend because we're recording Columbus Day weekend, Indigenous Peoples Day weekend.
Perfect. It's a learning curve, yes.
It is. It's like the first year we're not calling it Columbus Day weekend at my university. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah. How's your week?
I'm doing all right. Today was the day we all found out that Broadway will be shut down until May of 2021. So I'm not going to lie. I'd like to be transparent with our listeners. Today's a rough day for me. I don't know when tour will be back. I don't know when theater will be back in New York. It's a very scary time to be an artist in the world. And it's sad that our current administration, not only our presidential administration, mm-hmm. but it's sad that Congress is not viewing the arts as a viable industry. There are so many other arts communities globally that are being assisted by their government, and I think it's very unfortunate that the U.S. government does not feel the same way. So I'm feeling sad. I'm also feeling incredibly grateful that I get to sit down every week with my best friend and talk about musicals, still find a way to be creative. That's where I'm at. So thank you to everybody who listens to Buzz Broadway, and thank you to the Broadway Podcast Network, and thank you to you, Amanda, for being here for me in this scary time.
You know, someone's got to do it.
Okay. Great. Would you want to kick off the episode? Should we take a shot?
No, you have to tell me the drinking rules.
Oh, that's right. You're right. I do. We always skip this part.
We don't tonight, always skip it.
We always...
You do.
We often forget.
Every week, I'm like, Sam, drinking rules, because I love drinking.
Amanda, do you want to hear what your drinking rules will be tonight?
Yes.
Tonight on Buzz Broadway, we are back to my favorite way of getting Amanda drunk, and it's trivia. Tonight, Amanda will have to answer multiple choice questions about High School Musical.
Oh, sit down. I'm ready.
All right.
You better be. Do you have to drink if I get it right?
Yep, you bet I do.
Oh, good luck. Y'all, if you're listening, you want to play as me this year.
All right. Let's see what happens. Yeah, Amanda. Everybody plays Amanda. I guess we're fantasy football now. Amanda, your first question. In High School Musical 3...
You little bitch.
Troy performs Scream in what he thinks is an empty East High School. Who is shown to be secretly watching him in the auditorium? A. Gabriella. B. Sharpay. C. Mr. Bolton. Or D. Miss Darbus.
I want to preface this by saying I said to Sam today, I love all the High School Musicals, but I don't know High School Musical 3 that well. So is all of this trivia fucking High School Musical 3?
It is not. There are questions mixed throughout all three of the movies.
Okay. I'm going to go with D, Miss Darbus.
That's correct. Wow, I didn't think you were going to get that one. I really thought you were going to go for Gabriella.
That seemed way too obvious. She's always in the corner lurking.
I made sangria to drink tonight. It is a fall sangria made with red wine, apple cider, Grand Marnier, cinnamon, star anise, clove. It's very delicious. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a fresh bottle of Guenac. It is from 1888, but also the top says 2018.
Okay.
It is a Pinot Grigio.
Okay. It's probably from 2018.
I bet the grapes were muddled in 1888, and they held on to them and made this bottle of wine.
Okay.
Especially since it was $7.
Okay.
All right.
Should we toss it back with a quick shot? All right. This one goes out to Kenny Ortega.
Oh my God, I love him.
I started the week watching Hocus Pocus. I loved your work in Hocus Pocus. Yes. And now we're finishing it off with High School Musical. So, cheers to you, Kenny.
Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
It's the first day of winter break. Nope, it's not the first day of winter break. It's the first day after winter break at East High School. The jocks, brainiacs, thespians, and skater dudes find their cliques, recount their vacations, and look forward to the new year. Basketball team captain and resident jock Troy Bolton discovers the brainy Gabriella Montez, a girl he met singing karaoke on his ski trip, has just enrolled at East High School. They cause an upheaval when they decide to audition for the High School Musical that is being led by drama teacher Miss Darbus. Although many students resent the threat posed to the status quo, such as musical theater twins Ryan and Sharpay Evans, Troy and Gabriella's alliance might just open the door for others to shine as well.
I love the movie Grease. I can't wait to talk about it.
Aren't you excited about Grease? Grease 2, the remix.
Just another Romeo and Juliet
story. Oh, did you know that the, like, author of the, not Kenny Ortega because he directed it, but, like, the screenwriter for this compares it to Romeo and Juliet. I was like, you could not be further from the truth.
Peter Barsacchini.
Yeah, you have his name?
Sure do.
Amazing.
Ask me how much info I have about him.
Can't wait to hear about it. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about him?
Nope.
Okay, well, before you do, it's time for your next trivia question.
Yes, I'm ready!
Amanda, which of the following is not a Chad Danforth t-shirt slogan? A, Greenster. Do you need me to spell it for you? Are we back in our spelling bee episode?
No, we're good.
A, Greenster. B, I come with my own background music. C, he did it. Or D, ask me about my basketball.
I'm going to go with D, ask me about my basketball.
How are you doing this? Are you cheating?
No, I just know it so
I'm
well.
I'm mad at you. I'm worried you're not going to get drunk enough.
I definitely will, don't worry. But okay. I just watched 1.5 movies.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And I'm always, every time I watch High School Musical, I'm like, oh, he has slogans on his shirt and shit.
Every single one of his shirts.
Why?
Not a clue, because they were a big hit in 2006.
Oh, what a great year.
Graphic t-shirts.
All right. Are you ready?
Now, I only know about Kenny Ortega, so tell me a little bit more about him and the other people who...
That's great. I'm only going to talk about Kenny Ortega.
Good. Can't wait.
Because Peter Barsacchini didn't really do anything. He wrote all 3 movies. And the music in these movies were written by a gajillion different people.
Love to see it. You can tell when you listen to it.
Yeah. Drew Seeley actually helped write music in the first one.
Can't wait to talk about Drew Seeley.
Yeah? Are we going to talk about him later?
Oh, we are.
Okay, great. So I literally was just going to selflessly list all of the excellent work that Kenny Ortega has done.
He's pretty amazing.
He's really contributed to our generation. He's given us everything we want.
Okay, continue.
Okay. So let's just start with movies that he choreographed, like specifically in the 80s. Mm-hmm. His first one, Xanadu. All right. Fabulous. See Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Dirty Fucking Dancing. So he directed and choreographed Newsies, Hocus Pocus, all of the Descendants movies, which are big on Disney now. That's like...
Oh, I've never seen them.
That's like Gen Z's High School Musical.
Yeah. Maybe not High School Musical, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. But most importantly...
It's like Game of Thrones, but for kids.
Oh, okay. Sure. So, but the greatest thing he's ever produced, I think, personally, directed and choreographed, is The Cheetah Girls 2.
Is that when they go to Spain?
Oh, yes. You gotta strut like you mean it. Free your mind. Oh, it's good.
Did you want to be a cheetah girl when you were a kid?
100%.
Okay. Mandy Sabrine a cheetah girl, or was she her own thing?
No, Mandy Sabrine was in her own band, the ABC Girls. We talked about this last week. Jesus.
I'm so sorry. I'm not up to date on all of my Mandy Sabrine lore.
Get to know your girl better. All right, you gonna tell me about the original production?
Yes. I don't have a lot because it's just a movie.
It is not just a movie,
sir. It's a simple... All right, so... Production began on High School Musical in 2005. They filmed it at a real high school in Utah, and it was released on Disney Channel on January 20th, 2006. It was a phenomenon. I remember people, especially in our world, because we were theater kids, people could not stop talking about it. It felt, obviously, nothing is like Hamilton, but it really, at that point, like, nothing was really bigger. Like, it was a huge... It was a huge deal. Everyone was talking about it. Everybody knew the songs. Everybody learned the dance to We're All in This Together. Like, everyone knew it. I think, so it was 2006.
I was in sixth grade.
Oh, wow. I thought I was in high school when it came out.
Nope.
But I was in the seventh grade.
Yeah.
Wow. I really thought I was older.
We were at that prime age to watch. No, we weren't. We were a little old.
Not really, though. I think we were the right age because it was, like, glorifying high school. Like, I think in order to truly enjoy this movie, you had to be, like, 12, 13, 14, 15. You know what I mean? Not quite a junior or senior. Definitely not in college.
Right.
To really, like, catch on to this film. This film. Like, it's, like, an Oscar award winning, like...
One of my best friends is 20... I'm 26. She's 29. And she'd never seen any of the High School Musicals, any of the Cheetah Girls. And I'm like, okay, this is like a pretty big era of my life that you need to know about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, being in sixth and seventh grade, we were like, wow, high school is this like magical thing, this like cool place with all these like cool people. And a place where we'll feel accepted too. You know, when you're that age, when you're like sixth, seventh, eighth grade, that's what you're striving for. And that's what the core of the movie is really about.
Yeah.
So after the movie aired in January of 2006, it became the highest rated Disney Channel original movie at the time. It garnered 7.7 million viewers worldwide. It was the first Disney Channel movie to air on BBC. So they were able to capitalize on a UK audience as well. It, of course, received mixed ratings. The movie was much more popular with youth than it was with movie critics. Yeah. It earned a 63% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Amazing.
Movie critic Scott Weinberg called it a schmaltzy little piece of obvious fluff that's directed in truly horrendous fashion and populated by cardboard characters who spit out simplistic platitudes and breathy pop tunes.
He's not wrong.
So our good boy Scott really did not enjoy this movie.
I have to say, after rewatching it, it is probably some of the worst editing I've ever seen.
It's not a good... I want to talk more about this later, but when you have the masterpiece that is High School Musical 3 up against... And I'm not joking.
I know you're not.
I love High School Musical 3 so much, and I think that all of the other High School Musicals should just be ditched, and we should get a little bit of the exposition of Troy and Gabriella's backstory in High School Musical in the film, and then it should just be the plot of High School Musical 3. Like, you could do the plot of High School Musical 1 and 2. Well, 2 you could just omit. Like, 2 does not need to happen.
High School Musical 2
does not need to happen. Maybe put Fabulous somewhere in the movie, but other than that, I really don't care. Maybe put Bet on It in there.
No, of all the songs, you want to put Bet on It?
Yeah, why not?
Summer, or whatever the fuck. What time is it?
No, because then it's like, it throws off the whole timeline.
It
would throw off the whole timeline.
I understand what you're saying. I can't believe that... Anyway,
we'll talk more about High School Musical 3 later. But that's really what I have to say about the original film and its production. It really became a global phenomenon.
Well, I think...
And launched the careers of Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, Ashley Tisdale. Look at all the work she's doing now. I mean, she really was sent into superstardom. Like Beyonce, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Ashley Tisdale, Bruno Lucas Mars. Lucas Gabriel.
Gabriel, is that it?
I've been calling him Gabriel.
I bet you're right.
I don't know what it really is. Amanda, I am ready to hear all about the plot of High School Musical 3. Are you ready to get a little wasted and tell me about what happens in this silly little movie?
I simply cannot wait. So, we open up. It is New Year's Eve at some bougie-ass country club in the mountains in New Mexico. We meet Troy Bolton. Okay. He's playing basketball with his dad, who just happens to be the coach of his basketball team at his high school. And his mom is like, hello, let's go to a New Year's Eve party. We're not vacationing so you can play basketball. And then we cut to Gabrielle Montez, the ingenue, and...
Oh, boy.
She's reading a book by herself in the corner, and her mom's like, I laid out your best clothes. That's an actual line, she says. And she's like, go to this party and please be social. So Troy and Gabriella, they don't know each other. They are strangers. They go to this party. Troy's like, I'm just gonna like creep in the corner so nobody talks to me. And Gabriella's like, I'm gonna read my book because it's getting really good. And this guy's like, who's doing karaoke? Oh, you two! And he just like pulls them on stage. It was like, yeah, I know you're resisting, but like, that sucks. Here you go, sing a song together. So they magically know the melody and harmonies to the song Start of Something New.
That nobody else has heard.
Nobody else has heard.
He's like, time for karaoke, sing an original.
And Troy Bolton's like, don't worry, I got these harmonies. Like, sir, you've never sung in your life. So they sing this, Troy's like, I'm out. But then Gabriella starts singing and like, you only see the back of his head from the camera and he's like, the voice of an angel. That's what's happening in his head. So they sing this, it's really romantic. The crowd is like, yeah! you're going to get together. So they go outside. It's New Year's Eve. It's cold. And they're like, let's exchange numbers. Yeah, let's chat sometime. Okay, here you go. That's it. They don't really get to know each other. That's all they say. Except that neither of them are really musical. Flash forward, we get to East High featuring the Wildcats. That's all you need to know because the basketball team is what they live, breathe, and eat at this high school. They don't care about anything else. They care about basketball. Sounds familiar, huh, Principal McNamara? What was our principal's name?
Not McNamara.
What was it? Fitzgerald?
Nope, also not that. I can picture his face. Can't think of his name. McBride. Francis McBride.
McBride! I was very close.
Fitzgerald McNamara.
So, Troy's at school. The entire student body is waiting at the bus stop for him to get off so that they can applaud him walking into the school because that's normal. And they're like, Troy, are you ready for the basketball championships? Championships? And Troy's like, yeah, I'm going to lead you because I'm the captain. And then all of a sudden we see Gabriella. She's new to the school. She's always moving around because her mom's job makes her move around. Maybe she's in the CIA. And Gabriella is like the weird nerdy kid at school like every semester. And she's not about it. So she goes to her home room. Lo and behold, Troy Bolton is in her home room.
I love Greece.
I love Greece. Shut up. Their homeroom teacher is the one and only Miss Darbus, and Troy looks behind him and he's like, is that my karaoke angel? And so he calls her and her phone rings and Miss Darbus is like, are you fucking kidding me? We have been in school for 2 seconds. So she collects everyone's cell phones, including Troy and Taylor, who were literally just speaking and saying something. Miss Darbus is like, you have detention. Come after school. Also, don't forget to audition for the winter musicale, Twinkle Town. And obviously, Sharpay and Ryan Evans, who you have not met yet, but they're really into theater. Troy's like, Gabriella! And Gabriella's like, oh my god, Troy! And he's like walking her around. He's like, welcome to the school. They pass the sign-up sheets for Twinkle Town. And Gabriella's like, I'm not gonna audition. And Troy's like, cool, me neither, because that's just not what I do. I play basketball, and that's it. And Sharpay's like, ha ha ha! Weird, who are you, new girl? Sharpay goes to some website where it literally is titled Search the Internet. That's what it says. It doesn't say Google, it says Search the Internet. She looks up Gabriella Montez, and it's like, she's a whiz kid. And Sharpay's like, I can use this as leverage so that she doesn't get in the way of me loving Troy and being the star of everything. So now they're in detention. Sharpay snuck those little brainiac papers of her past into Taylor's locker. Taylor's the brainiac of the school. Taylor's like, Gabriella, come join our decathlon team. We're really good at science and math. And she's like, no, I don't want to. Then Coach Bolton barges into their detention. They're painting sets in this detention. And he's like, can I please have my 2 basketball players? Because it's basketball practice. And this is where sports and theater have never gotten along in educational history because they don't value each other. And I could go on a tangent because a basketball practice is not more important than discipline. And also, a chorus rehearsal is not more important than your midterm, Mr. Millen. Anyways, Troy's in basketball practice and having like an existential crisis. He's like, I think I like singing, but I love basketball. And there's those auditions, and Gabrielle is cute, so I have a lot going on in my brain. And
oh, to be 16, 17 years old.
When life is the hardest.
Truly.
So, during free period, auditions are being held, but also the boys are like, let's have a basketball practice. And Troy's like, ha, I got homework. And Troy goes to the auditions just to, like, watch. And Gabrielle is also creepily watching. So, all these people audition, and they're really bad. They're not really bad. They just have a different style. And Miss Darbus is unnecessarily mean. She's like, the theater is not for you.
English. An English woman.
Some of them are just like a little off pitch with like a couple voice lessons. So then Sharpay and Ryan, the twins, brother and sister, they audition with a song that was written by the composer, because the composer is obviously a high schooler. Makes sense. So they audition with that song, but they sped it up a ton because they're too good for a duet that's a ballad. And they do this really boppy song. Miss Darbus is like, anybody else want to audition? Nope. Great. Bye. And then Gabrielle's like, no, I really want to. And Troy's like, oh. He's like, okay, I'll audition with her. Miss Darbus is like, nah, I called. You weren't there. Tardiness is nothing for the theater or something.
Okay. Like that.
Kelsey, the composer of the musical, she's in high school. She's very shy. She drops all her papers. And Gabrielle and Troy are like, oh, you poor thing. So they help her. And Kelsey's like, you want to know what the song is supposed to sound like? And they're like, yeah. And then they, again, magically know how to read music and sing harmony. And they sing the song that Sharpay and Ryan just sang, but, like, real and slow and cute. Miss Darbus peers out from behind the corner and is like, Bolton, Montez, you have a call back. So Gabrielle's like, oh my god, I'm going to be a star, even though I'm this shy geek girl. And Troy is like, I got basketball practice. So, the next day, the callback list is posted. And the whole school sees it, and they're freaking out. Because at East High School, you're only allowed to, like, one thing and one thing only.
You can't like more than one thing. It's in the handbook.
Exactly. So, now that Troy is liking basketball and singing, the entire school is freaking out. You got Zeke, who's on the basketball team, who's like, I like to bake. Sue me. And then Martha Cox, who is this nerd and is like, I like hip hop and breakdancing. So. And then this guy who doesn't have a name, skateboard dude?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's like a stoner, basically. And he's like, I play the cello. And all the other stoners are like, what is that? The school's
thrown into disarray.
Troy and Gabriella are pretty much like, oh, weird, but we're still going to flirt and do two things at the same time because we don't care about you. So they're flirting, and Troy gets distracted from basketball. Mm. And his dad, who is also the coach, is just like, you're the captain. You got to follow your dream. And Taylor and Chad, who are Troy and Gabriella's best friends, are like, we got to come up with a plan to make them not get distracted anymore so that they can do what we want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And not what they actually want to do.
Because that's what friendship's about. It's selfishness.
Absolutely. So the boys chorus Troy into basically being like, I don't care about Gabriella. She doesn't matter. And Gabriella hears it and cries.
Oh, it's so bad. Sad. Show. Bad show.
And she sings a power ballad.
Oh, power.
And There Was Me and You. It is everything.
When There Was Me and You, musical. AKA the last 2 weeks of school.
So she calls it off with Troy. She's like, we shouldn't do the musical or be together because you clearly hate me. And he's like, what? Because he's a stupid boy. So anyways, he's chilling in his little secret garden on top of the roof.
Mm, I forgot about this part.
Oh, yeah. The basketball boys come up and they're like, what's wrong? And Troy's like, Gabriella won't talk to me. And the boy's like, oh, that's because we tricked you into saying you don't like her and showed her. And he's like, rude.
They really did him dirty.
He goes to Gabriella's house, knocks on the door. Her mom is like, she's not here, but she's upstairs. So then he sneaks onto her little patio thing. Trespassing. But okay. Because this is Romeo and Juliet, as we have discussed.
Of course, of
course. So he's up there and he's like, I'm sorry, they made me say it. I want to be with you. Let's do this audition. And she's like, yes, we got this. So they keep rehearsing. Sharpay and Ryan hear it because, Sharpay and Ryan also have callbacks.
Mm.
Because they are theater royalty.
They are the East High theater royalty, yes.
Yes. So these callbacks are Sharpay and Ryan, and then Gabriella and Troy.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So Sharpay's like, we need to make sure that they don't get it. So she's like, what if we convinced the faculty to make all of these events on the same day? Gabrielle's decathlon, Troy's championship
rude
game, and the callbacks.
just rude.
Ava Starbus is like, you're right. Okay. So everyone's freaking out, but Gabrielle and Troy are like, we're so smart, let's make a plan that's going to be literally perfect. So they're like, okay, so Gabrielle goes to the decathlon, Troy goes to the game. Gabrielle wins the decathlon. Amazing, well done. All while Ryan and Sharpay are singing Bop to the Top. Gabriella wins, and then they do this like chemistry magic trick to make the power get all messed up in the gym. And so where they're playing basketball, the gym lights flicker, and the principal's like, we need to evacuate. And they're like, cool. So Gabriella and Troy sneak to the theater to do their callback song. And the Starbus is like, you're late again. And she's like, eh. So they go to sing. The entire student body is there to support them.
For a callback.
For a callback. The set is done and in the background. The light designer is in the booth, ready to make changes. Assistant stage manager is on stage left, calling cues. That's wrong. Anyways. So they run on stage and they sing Breaking Free. Gabrielle is nervous and Troy's like, it's okay because we're together. Magically, as this is a DCOM, Coach Bolton comes out while Troy's singing and is proud. While Mrs. Montez, Gabrielle's mom, comes out and is proud. And they see them singing and they're like, aw, they should do what they want to do. It's a very successful song. The crowd loves it. We go back because now the power's working. Magic! We go back to the gym and the boys play the basketball game. And what do you know? Troy Bolton gets a hoop or a basket.
Scores the winning point.
In the last second. It's amazing. Everything's about to end until Chad is like, hey, girl, you gonna come to the after party with me to Taylor? Amazing romance. And then Sharpay goes to Gabriella and is like, you got the lead, break a leg. And Gabriella's like, how dare you, madam? And Sharpay is like, no, that's what you say in theater. You're so stupid. And then Sharpay walks around and Zeke's like, I baked you cookies. And Sharpay's like, please leave me. Zeke worships her. She doesn't even know what she has.
She really doesn't.
And it's honestly just a happy ending. They sing about how they're all in this together. They say that in the second movie too. It is a reoccurring theme. And they all lived happily ever after.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
All right, Sam, do you have, like, other productions to tell us about?
I don't have other productions, but before I get to my next category, I do want to talk to you a little bit more about some High School Musical trivia. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to get it right.
All
right, so,
Amanda,
so sorry for you.
What year did Troy's dad win the basketball championship when he was a student at East High School?
I already know.
Was it A, 1984, B, 1981, C, 1994, or D, 1975?
1981.
Why are you like this? You can only have one thing that you know everything about, and for you, it's Friends, and I don't like it when you get all these questions right. It makes me angry.
Drink, okay? Kenny!
I'm mad at you.
It's not my fault that I'm so good at
Brandy. One of these questions has to stump you. Can I give you another one? Can I give you one more?
Sure.
What book is Martha Cox reading during Stick to the Status Quo? Is it A, Advanced Economics 2? B, Exploring New American History? C, Basic Trigonometry? Or D, A Spanish to English Dictionary?
I'm going to go with A.
A, which was what? If you said A, Advanced Economics 2.
That's not what I said. I said C.
If you said C, Basic Trigonometry, you would be incorrect.
What
is
it?
The correct answer is New American History.
It's like the last one I thought it would be.
Take a sip, bitch. I knew I would get one on you.
Congrats. You're... I have a 75% in the High School Musical class.
Okay. All right. Do you want to hear about what happened after High School Musical reached its critical acclaim?
I would love to hear how MTI got it.
So in 2006, after the movie aired, it actually won 2 Primetime Emmy Awards. Ooh. The first was for Outstanding Children's Program, and the second was for Outstanding Choreography by Kenny Ortega.
Yes, Kenny!
Which he absolutely deserved.
Yeah.
He really did. On August 1st of 2006, which would have been about 6 months after the movie aired on Disney Channel, Playbill announced that the Stage Door Manor Summer Theater Camp would be the first venue to perform High School Musical as a stage production, meaning it was performed by young adults. Because as we know, Stage Door Manor is a theater camp for adolescents. The next year, in 2007, North Shore Music Theater attained the rights to the musical and opened a stage production featuring Andrew Keenan Bolger and Kate Rockwell.
Shut up!
Oh, yeah.
At North Shore?
Oh, yeah.
That's right down the street from me. They're one of the
first professional theaters. They do it a lot now, too, I think. I feel like they've done it a couple times. The Algonquit Playhouse has also produced it a couple times. So it has been performed regionally, because in terms of its sort of likability, it's kind of a crowd pleaser. For sure. Everyone takes their kids to come see it. The movie also spawned several other strange spin-offs, things like Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
Never seen it.
Neither have I. Thank gosh.
Probably on Disney Plus.
There is also High School Musical The Ice Tour. There were 6 High School Musical video games. And most recently, on Disney Plus, High School Musical The Musical The Series, which follows the Utah High School where High School Musical was filmed. It's a fictional series about the students at that high school producing a production of High School Musical, the musical.
That is so confusing.
It's meta, isn't it?
I've never seen it. And I feel like our listeners, I feel like High School Musical, the musical, the series is a cult classic. Like,
people like it. I think I started to watch it and just could not get into it.
No.
I think we're too old. I think it's like
I know people our age
tricks,
love it.
Is Trick cereal still shaped like fruit and you're just an adult so you can't see it? Or like...
Is it not?
No, Trick cereal is just balls now. Oh, but someone was like, what if it is still shaped like fruit? But because tricks are for kids, you can't see it.
Shit. Are you trying to blow my mind?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. How does it feel?
Do you have more to say?
No, I want you to tell me about what happened when you played the iconic role of Wormy.
I was going to say, listen, that was an excellent segue into the most important segment.
Discussion of the night.
Yep, which is...
But before we get to that segment, I have another trivia question to ask you.
I'm ready to kick your ass.
Miss Harrington. What is the name of the country club in High School Musical 2? Is it A, Lava Springs? B, Lavender Canyon? C, Lush Valley? Or D, Loyola Springs?
Lava Springs. Next!
I'm so sorry, Miss Harrington. That is That's correct. You got it right.
Yeah. Okay.
But I tricked you for a minute.
You did. I was like, there's no way. I was literally just watching it before we got on this call.
Yes, it's Lava Springs.
Great. Take a sip.
I'm ready.
So this premiered, the movie premiered in January 2006.
Correct.
I was in this musical the spring of 2007.
Wow. Fast turnaround.
Like a hot second after it premiered. Let me tell you.
I wanted to say this. I know we're talking about your personal experience, but I was thinking about the kind of legacy of the movie and the fact that, like, pretty fast, because the third movie came out in 2009, 2010?
2008. It was one after the other.
So what I think happened is, like, you know, when there's, like, an election or there's, like, the World Series and they make, like, shirts that say the Red Sox won or shirts that say the Yankees won, like, and then whichever team wins, they just make those shirts.
Yeah.
I wonder if the creators, like, I wonder if Kenny Ortega and who wrote the show?
Movie. Peter Bisocchini.
I wonder if Kenny and Peter, like, and Disney, like, sat down and they were like, here's this giant game plan for if this goes really well. You know what I mean?
They could have, or because it's really poor writing, it could have just been a quick turnaround.
But it's so fast. I mean, the first movie came out, and then immediately the second movie came out. The stage productions came out. Like, it just happened so fast.
Imagine how rich those actors are.
Oh, my God. Goodbye. Anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just wanted to think about how, I just wanted to talk about how crazy and fast that all is.
You think about that while I tell the world about my starring roles.
Okay, I'm ready. Lay it on me.
Okay, so I was so good, they couldn't put me in one role. They had to give me multiple roles. So
exactly.
Right. So, I was originally cast as a bad singer.
And you're also how old?
7th grade. So, 12.
Great.
So, I was 12 years old, so I was cast as bad singer for, like, the auditions. / James the Earthworm. Which... in detention in the musical, instead of painting sets like they do in the movie, they have to participate in, like, theater games in detention. So we had to be animals or whatever, and I pretended to be an earthworm and but then I was still doing the earthworm, and they moved on to another game where they passed the invisible ball or whatever you do in theater class, and it landed on me and I died.
Was this all acting choices, or was this scripted?
It was scripted. I wish I could say that was acting choices.
Wow.
Did you just think I was an incredible actor?
I was like, incredible is a word. I definitely thought you were making strong choices.
Thank you.
But now I know it's all scripted. So the script really does deviate from the screenplay.
Yeah. Chad and Taylor actually sing.
What do they sing?
They sing in, like, the cut song, I Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. Have you ever heard that one?
Oh, is that on the end of the album?
Yeah.
It's like, can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven. Everybody thinks that Frankie Valli wrote that song, but it was actually a cover.
It's completely different.
It was a cover from High School Musical.
Yeah. Stop while you're ahead.
I will continue.
Anyways, let me tell everybody the story about my biggest scar. So, it was really big day for me. They were in a casting coup because people were, like, quitting or getting coronavirus or something. So,
not in 2007, they weren't.
Okay, so I knew that they were, like, recasting people because we were kind of in a weird place. So they said, Amanda, can we talk to you? And I was like, I know what they're going to do. They're going to give me a bigger role. So I rushed down the stairs from the stage, but this was a really cute community theater where they just put stairs against the wall of the stage, but didn't drill them in, but had the nail in it, just wasn't drilled into the stage. So when I was running down the stairs, I stepped on the stair and it fell. And I fell on it, and the inside of my knee fell onto the nail. So I have a rusty nail in a basement theater. You can imagine. So I have this really cute scar under my knee.
How do I not know about this?
I don't know. But then they told me that I was going to be cast as a cheerleader, so that was pretty fun. So not even like a lead. Literally just to be a fucking cheerleader.
You went from Becky in Dear Edwina to the next year... playing another cheerleader. You're kind of typecast.
Also, this was 13 years ago. I could do a toe touch.
Can't. That's pretty amazing.
That time has come and gone.
So what was it like when you... Do you remember, like, watching High School Musical for the first time?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
I do.
How?
I went to a viewing party.
When you were fucking, like, 13 or 12?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
It was at a girl in our class's house, and there were snacks, and we sat around and we watched it, and it was amazing. And we were all like, wow, this is, like, a revolution. Together, everyone. And from that point on, I would just run down the halls chanting, what team?
No,
and
nobody would,
and nobody would respond. Just kidding. But imagine.
I feel like.
Yeah, it really, like I said before, it really was a global phenomenon. And you got to be a part of that. Amanda, how does it feel?
It feels pretty amazing. I do have to say that the last song, as we all know, is We're All In This Together. My dad would come to, like, almost every show because he's great. And he... told me every day, Amanda, We're All In This Together is 11 minutes.
And was it?
You're welcome. Yes, it was an
Why was it 11 minutes long?
Song, because we did, like, there was, like, the intro, and then dialogue, and then the song, and then dialogue, and then bows, and then we sing it again. It was, like,
oh, God.
An event, and my dad would, like, sink in his seat.
Just was not having it. 11 minutes of We're All In This Together.
It's a lot of minutes.
It's a long finale. That's like a Stephen Sondheim finale.
Those are all my personal experiences.
Okay.
It was a great time to be in the show. I wish I could have done it in high school and played all the roles.
We did attempt to campaign for our high school to do it. We did ask our High School Music teacher. We were like, we don't really love High School Musical, but we know it will make you money, so you should consider it.
We were like, we're trying to help you.
We were fully, like, we pitched, like, a marketing plan
we
to our high school
did.
Drama teacher.
How about...
Have they still ever done it?
No.
I mean, I think, the ship has kind of sailed now, but...
No, it certainly has not.
You don't think?
I would have done it at my middle school if I hadn't left.
Wow. Fascinating.
Kids still love High School Musical.
I want to ask you what you think about our High School Musical politics, like, as they pertain to High School Musical. Do you think we were Ryan and Sharpay?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you think there was a Ryan and Sharpay in our...
Yep.
Do you care to tell me who you think they were?
Actually, no.
I do feel like all of the archetypes were there. They were just mixed around.
I thought that our high school, at least from my perspective, was pretty inclusive.
Yes, yes, you're right. But I think and I have a vivid memory of our music teacher saying this to us. The trope that High School Musical paints is that all of the sort of, and a lot of other movie musicals about theater, it's sort of like the theater department is where all of the, like, not popular kids go.
Right.
But that was not the case in our program. Theater program in high school was for kids who enjoyed the arts. It wasn't just like a weird, like, here's just a random slew of kids who don't feel accepted or they feel like they don't have a place to go, and the theater department kind of, like, takes them in. Our school was inclusive. I don't want to say across the board, because I know that there are definitely students who felt not included in various facets of our education, but our department was a department for people who enjoyed the arts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there were pieces of it all there. Like, I think maybe we had a Gabriella, maybe we had a Troy, maybe we had a Sharpay and Ryan, but they were all sort of mixed within other people.
So, like, to that extreme, then maybe we did identify with Sharpay and Ryan the most.
Sure.
But, like, you're definitely Sharpay. I'm definitely Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
I guess you're right.
But, like, I just worked at a high school choreographing where it was a very mixed crew. Like,
yeah.
we did the music band, and the lead who played Harold Hill was, like, one of the most popular kids in school.
Right.
And I don't know. Yeah. It's weird.
Well, this show was sort of the peak of that time where it was, like, pre-Glee. It was, like, pre-really, really talking about bullying.
You're right.
And this was sort of I don't want to, like, give it as much credit as to say, like, this helped kids feel accepted, but it did, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was sort of the spearhead, I think, of that sort of long-term era of, like, let's create a series that talks about, like, kids who don't feel accepted in school or, you know? Does that make
Absolutely.
Sense?
Absolutely, and I think that's what theater does for people anyways, makes you feel included. And so I think this was a really... What?
My heart.
I am very good at public speaking. Thank you. Do you want to discuss our favorite parts?
I do. Can I go first?
Yeah.
I've only got two.
I got more this week. I win.
Stick to the status quo and all in this together.
That's all you have to say?
It's the two biggest production numbers. I remember really enjoying Stick to the Status Quo. I didn't have this whole album when I was a kid, but I bought a couple songs on iTunes back when you used to have to buy individual songs from your music platforms. And I bought, like, what I've been looking for, the Ryan and Sharpay version, obviously.
Obviously.
And I bought this. I bought Status Quo. I bought We're All In This Together. And I would just kind of blast them. And I really like Stick to the Status Quo.
It's a bop.
I love a cafeteria number. Also, Bop to the Top. Loved that.
The musical doesn't have... I play the cello. Saw. It doesn't have that line. Do you not know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. It was just a very dramatic reading that I was not expecting.
Sorry that I am an actor. All right, that's all you have to say?
Yeah, just those two numbers. I mean, All In This Together was a global phenomenon.
So that's also one of my favorites, specifically... Because I just watched it. Those 18-year-olds are giving that choreography everything they have.
They're ready.
When they pump with all of their energy.
They really do.
So well done, Vanessa Ann Hudgens. Okay. In the beginning, when they get back from winter break, Jason, one of the basketball players, is talking to Troy and is like, man, do you remember anything? And Troy's like, no, all I remember is, like, just grape jelly. And then he looks at Gabriella and the focus totally changes. And I'm like, what doesn't he remember?
What is this conversation about? Yeah.
I want to know.
Bizarre.
He doesn't remember. He was probably drunk.
Troy. Ah, okay.
It's only a junior.
A little Easter egg in there.
Mm. So that's one of my favorite parts. Another part is when they're in detention and building sets and also promoting auditions for the musical, which means they have built the whole set before they've even cast the show.
Yeah.
Which is pretty unrealistic for a high school. If I do say so myself.
Well, what, I mean, and like, what show is that?
Twinkle Town.
Do they ever say, oh, that's right.
How could you forget?
That's right. With the big moon.
So that's another one. Another favorite part is the day where they have to do the decathlon and the game and the callbacks. And the boys, I know, it's drama. And the boys put on their shirts, go drama club, exclamation point. It's just cute. And Zac Efron's like, exclamation point. And I'm like, have you seen that meme that's like, thank you, Zac Efron, for always matching what I want in a man in my time of that life? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. The boy band look in 2006 and now like the tattoo clean cut. Ugh, yeah. Those are all my favorite parts.
Amazing. If you're listening along, vote with us. Which one do you think is your favorite? Take a sip. Speaking of sips, let's talk about some more High School Musical trivia. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
Amanda, who is the Disney Channel star to make a surprise appearance at the end of High School Musical 2?
Miley Cyrus.
Is it... Anyway, moving on.
I'm so good. Oh, man.
Moving on.
Do you want to ask me another?
No. Okay. Let's talk about Climb Every Mountain.
Nope. Let's talk about the deer doing a Spoon Apple Award.
Yep, you're right.
That's it.
I'm going to go first because that's my game.
That's your what?
Because that's my game this episode.
What's your game?
Because you've got more to talk about than I do.
Oh. There's a first time for everything.
My Edwina Spoon Apple Award is a tie between Ashley Tisdale and Lucas Grabeel.
Is it Grabeel?
I don't know. He should release it. He should put a video or like maybe put it in his Instagram
bio. Or we could look it up.
No.
I also reveal. Have him. He's my Edwina Spoonapple Award.
Oh my god! But not Ashley.
No.
Oh, poor she's Ashley.
Annoying.
Ashley, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Amanda said that to you.
She, I actually like her her stuff now. She like plays backyard acoustic crap with her boyfriend or whatever. It's nice, but she's not a great singer.
Okay. Well, I like them because I think they play really well off of each other. They are the archetype that I love so much of two theater-obsessed high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of any other people who might have been two theater-obsessed high schoolers, but who always play opposite each other. But
we weren't twins who had to play romantic opposites.
I did think about that, and that's a little strange. But
it is a little strange. I agree. Now we can move on to your Climb Every Mountain.
Well, before we move on to my Climb Every Mountain, I do have another trivia question for you. In the first movie, Sharpay Evans searches Gabriella's name online. What is the title of the first result? A. Ooh. Sun High Marvel Aces Statewide Chemistry Competition. B. Einstein Student Earns Perfect Score on the ACT. C. Whiz Kid Leads School to Scholastic Championship. D. Gabriella Montez is super smart.
I think it's C.
Oh, God. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I have memory for the stupidest shit.
Amanda, what is episode 9 of Friends titled?
Episode 9 of what season?
Of season 1.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not that good.
Okay.
Okay, who wins your Climb Every Mountain award?
Disney Channel Original Movies. This is arguably the most iconic Disney Channel
That's
original movie.
That's a good answer.
It was leading, like, so 2006, in the late 90s, early 2000s, DCOMs, like, were really hitting it off. You got The 13th Year, you got Luck of the Irish, you got Motocrossed, you got True Colors, you got...
Smart House was my favorite movie.
Smart House is very good. I rewatched it recently, and I was like, right? It's not as good as I thought, but it's still good.
Same.
And this sort of hit the peak, and then I think after this, everything sort of started to kind of... You had Cheetah Girls, that was a big deal, but that was after this, right?
No, Cheetah Girls was before. Cheetah Girls 2 came out around the same time as High School Musical.
So then it really does lead, it sort of, High School Musical kind of reaches this peak for Disney Channel original movies that sort of put a little cherry on top of the big sundae that Disney had created.
It was like a big couple of years, because also in those years, like I think even Steven's movie, which was so good.
I remember really liking that one.
2004, maybe. You need to stop yawning.
I didn't yawn.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You just yawned so huge.
Mm-mm. You're imagining things.
I'm not.
So let's talk about...
you Keep going. And me. I don't remember what I was talking about. Anyways, no. So, it was just, yeah, it was a big couple of years because it had, like, Even Stevens' movie. I think Cadet Kelly was in the early 2000s as well. Like, just the 2000s were... excellent.
Really?
DCOM-wise sort of and music-wise.
The filet mignon of Disney Channel original movies.
Well, probably because they only started in, like, the 2000s or whatever, but...
There were some in the mid-90s.
Were there?
Sure.
Okay.
I can't tell you what they were.
Okay. DM us.
What do you see for High School Musical in the future, Amanda?
Do you know, every time we say DM us, nobody's ever DM'd us.
No. Will just one person send us a direct message?
So that we feel like we are a successful podcast.
Yeah, when you listen to this episode, if we say DM us, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you're talking about, just send us a DM. So what do you see for the future of High School Musical?
Well, they were in talks about a High School Musical 4 with the original cast, but we haven't heard anything since 2016.
What would even happen?
I don't know, because Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens dated. Like, are things weird? Probably not. They had, like, a little reunion. I think they're fine.
What are the... Yeah, but, like, what's the plot of High School Musical 4?
They're adults. I have no clue. Like, are they married?
They go to New York. They go to Broadway to see the show that Ryan directed/choreographed that stars Sharpay. But, surprise, two principal actors get sick the night that they come to see the show. And in 24 hours, Gabriella and Troy must step into the musical.
Are you pitching this to Disney right now?
Hey, Walt, give me a call if you're listening.
How about you call Kenny?
Kenny, I'm on my way, like the super nanny. You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
Sam, if you had
Mrs. Darbus. Before you finish what you're going to say, Mrs. Darbus.
Oh, you would be quite excellent.
Wouldn't I be so good as Mrs. Well, I kind of am Mrs. Darbus. I'm not a drama teacher, but that's just the role I would want to play.
Mr. Bolton! Another offender of the cell phone! Please! I guess we will see you at the auditions for the musicale.
Stop! You just hurt my throat so bad. I was mid-sip of spicy cinnamony pumpkin beer. Ow. But really, though, would I not be fantastic?
You'd be very good. Almost as good as me.
Okay. Amanda, I'd like to see you again as the earthworm boy.
Here's the thing. So, obviously, while I watched this movie, I Wikipedia'd every single person who was in it. Great. And the girl who played Taylor was 26 in the first movie.
I'm not shocked. She does not look young.
She doesn't. But Corbin Bleu, who played her boyfriend, was 17.
Wow. What an age difference.
Scandalous. Yeah. So I think I could play any role.
Amanda, before we finish up this episode, I have one last question to ask you.
Is it hard?
No.
Okay. So does that mean you need to finish your beer?
No, it does not. Besides Kelsey, who also earns a scholarship to Juilliard at the end of High School Musical 3 senior year? Is it A, Troy Bolton, B, Gabriella Montez, C, Sharpay Evans, or D, Ryan Evans?
I want to say Ryan Evans.
Yeah, you're correct.
Amazing. I didn't have to guess on that. I didn't remember.
You're like 1 for 8. I'm so mad at you.
Yeah. I'm a very big fan of the High School Musical series.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, I know all the words except to High School Musical 3.
It's I don't know why. That's I'm really the upset one I know that that's I'm really upset that's the one you know the least because it's the best one out of all of them.
Well, you can bet your bottom dollar that when we're done with this podcast this evening, I'm gonna keep watching.
Are you gonna go watch it?
Yes, for sure. Oh, if my boyfriend doesn't come over, too. Unless he does come over, then I'm gonna make him watch High School Musical 3. Sam and I would like to thank you all for listening to tonight's episode.
Why did you do that in the absolute stiffest way possible?
I just want to say thank you guys for listening, and please make your friends listen because this is a lot of work and
force them to listen.
We want more listeners or else
make them a cocktail, open them a beer, and shove it in their face and say we're listening to this podcast.
And you're getting hammered with it.
Yeah, why not?
You guys can pretend to be us. Like, you pretend to be telling the story during the drunk plot and send us videos. I would appreciate that.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Put a puppy filter on your face and do it.
Why
I don't know. It makes people feel cute, okay? Anywho.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week for another show that I can't remember right now.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Energy.
If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. For more information on how to support our podcast, visit bpn.fm/buzzbroadway or on Instagram at @buzzbroadwaypodcast. Buzz Broadway is conceived and hosted by Amanda Harrington and Sam St. Jean, with editing by Amanda Harrington. Original music by Carl Pariso with arrangements by Patrick Doro. This is a Broadway Podcast Network production. As always, thank you to our sponsors, to BPN, and to our listeners. See you next time.
Buzz Broadway. Buzz Broadway. So just press play today.
Never forget, everyone, we're all in this together.
Under his eye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.